You're such a fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast,
she only really
hosted by Miss Brownstone. Really if you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make him come fast.
Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make him come fast.
Nigga, shut the fuck up. Who do you think you're talking to? Oh, cause you Tremaine, you think you can do whatever the fuck you want? Fuck out of here. Trey, you know better than that. Don't play me.
If it ain't loving, why?
Fuck you.
Does it hurt so damn good?
Why?
If it ain't loving, yeah. Why?
Would I give my life to you?
If it ain't loving, why?
Hey, ladies. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, or good night, shit, you know. I don't know what time it is where you at, but it is definitely the morning time. And you should be hearing this in the morning. So good morning, ladies. The last episode, we talked about how, you know, black people and some people have this conception about love and thinking that love is supposed to be pain. Love is supposed to be you sticking out through all of the fucked up and trauma. You know what I mean? Being a bottom bitch, being a doormat, you know what I mean? Being a ride or die. So today's episode, we're going to get into that. Today's episode, I think I'm going to call it, That's Not Love. I don't know. Whew. But we gonna get into some things, okay? If it ain't loving, why? See how confused he is? This how niggas be thinking too. Bitches too. Would I give my last to you? This my song. Even though it's fucked up and toxic, but this is my shit, okay? So yeah, let's get into some things. First, I want to play this clip. Omicron. First, I'm gonna play this clip, honey, and then we're gonna talk a little shum. Today's episode is probably not gonna be long because it's not a story in it. But we don't know, you know, how things go. We go where the wind takes us, bitch, over here on She Knows, okay? We just be chit-chatting it on up. The idea of this podcast is for you to feel like you on the phone with your homegirl, okay, honey? So wherever the conversation takes us, we shall go. So let's get into this clip first.
That's not love. Love doesn't look like that. Love isn't exhausting, stressful. Love doesn't leave you feeling less than, unappreciated. Love is free. It's natural. Real love don't leave you feeling drained, depressed, distraught. Love is a healer, a friend, a protector. When the love is real, it's a treasure. Real love don't break you. It brings out the best in you. So if you're with a guy that is telling you that he loves you and all he do is inflict hurt and pain upon you, that's not love. Love doesn't look like that. That's a man who don't know how.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Out to love. Run.
I love her, okay? I love that older lady, yo. She be reading, okay? She, you, when you watch her videos, and people be thinking, oh, she hate men. Because I be reading some of her comments, because I be in the comments, okay, honey? I be reading some of her comments, and it be a lot of men that be like, oh, she hates men and this and that, and she's probably not married and she's an old bitter bitch. They be saying some fucked up shit about that older lady. But what they be saying is a fucking lie, because she's not bashing men. Her videos are not aimed at, oh, niggas ain't shit and da da da. Her videos are like you in the kitchen and she's usually filming in the kitchen. It's like you in the kitchen talking to your mother, and your mother is reading you. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's not love, because love don't do that, okay? If he make you think that he love you, that's not a man that love you, honey. That's a man that don't know how to love, okay? They smart and be wise, bitch. You feel me? It's like your mother just reading you, bitch, like the motherfucking Bible, hoe, okay? So I just love her because she get you right. Okay, in that little bit of seconds, she drop gems and get you right on up. She tighten you right on up. Okay, so yes, shout out to her. But yeah, I wanted to use that clip because when we was talking about the previous episode, when I started talking about like people got this idea that, you know, if you stick it out through everything, through thick and thin, and you a writer, that means you love him and that's who he's going to marry. Like, no, you shouldn't have to prove yourself to nobody. That's one. And two, that doesn't mean that that person loves you. You know what I'm saying? Like, men have it in their head that you've been through all this fucked up shit, so that means that you love them. And women got it in their head that, well, that's love, that I'm still going back after I'm getting dogged out, you know? And it's really black people. Yes, I'm gonna read my black people today, honey. If you're not black, just listen and learn what you can learn, because you might have been fucked up too along the way. But it's really black people who have been brainwashed to think that love is, you know, putting a woman through all these things and she's still being there. Love is struggle. You know what I mean? Can't pay your bills together, living in a cardboard box together. Love is dealing with a man after he done cheated on you through all those things. There's some people in the black community who believe that, oh, a man don't love you unless he hits you. You know what I'm saying? So some of the things that we hear growing up, it'd be like, that is not love. Love is supposed to be peaceful. Even when we come down to like the whole, oh, dating a man that give me butterflies, you know. And I used to always, you know, I like the butterfly feeling. I'm not going to lie. I like to get jittery and be all, oh my God, and be nervous and smiling and blushing like a little high school kid. You know what I'm saying? I love that feeling. Yes, I do. But I noticed that whenever a man gave me butterflies, the relationship never worked out. It never worked out. It was that feeling that I run from that bitch. But when I dated somebody and they make me feel calm, they make me feel safe, they make me feel relaxed in their presence, you feel me? Those are the relationships that actually ended up working out. And even if we broke up, you know, because not everybody break up because of bad shit. Break up for other reasons. You do grow apart. Even if we broke up, that was still my homie to this day. Regardless of what he might have did, that is still my motherfucking nigga. Shout out to my first. But yeah, that's when I realized, like, that's real love. Like, not, you know, love ain't supposed to be a whole bunch of drama and chaos and toxicity and yelling and fighting and like, there are people I know that are in happy, healthy relationships, and I ask them, yo, how often do y'all argue? They say, we don't argue. Like, yelling in each other's face and all that, we don't do all that. He said, we may have disagreements. You know, men and women both told me this, that I know that are in happy, healthy relationships. They said, we may have disagreements, but we don't argue. It's not a yelling match. It's not a shouting match. You know what I mean? It's not all that. Like, we can have conversations like two grown adults. And that's because those are two people who figure themselves out, who learned how to communicate, and they know how to love. And that's why I like the clip that I play for y'all in the beginning of this, because that's the truth. Most of the people who conduct themselves in that manner, thinking that love is toxic, and those men that do you fucked up, and thinking that because you stick through it, that, oh yeah, that means you love him. Those are men who really don't know how to love. You know what I mean? They don't even know what love is. You get what I'm saying? He don't know how to love you, you know, and that's reality when it comes to the black community. That's why I said the black people have been brainwashed. We have been brainwashed this shit from movies. You get what I'm saying? From movies, from TV shows, all that you could fucking think of. We have been programmed to think that love is fucking struggling together. Okay, look at fucking Good Times, the Jeffersons, Baby Boy, what was another one? It's so many damn movies, but love is that you can't even pay y'all bills together. Y'all fucked up. You taking care of a nigga, or he just keep on cheating on you. He using your car and picking up bitches and fucking bitches in your car. All types of crazy ass, toxic ass shit. They have programmed us to think that that is the real definition of love in the black community. We have been brainwashed to think that that is fucking love. So then we reciprocate this. And in reality, you know what I mean? We start to grow up and we believe that this is what it is. And we wonder why we end up in these fucked up ass situations. You get what I'm saying? Or when he finally do marry you, like I said, after he done took you through the fucking ringer, And, you know, now his balls sagging, hitting his kneecaps. And now he like, okay, I'm going to settle down. And I'm going to just pick you because you the last bitch standing. You the only dummy that was around, you know what I mean? And he married you and shit like that. You thinking, oh, I won. Whole time, all that shit you dealt with, you know what I mean? Like, of course you don't want to walk away. You invested too much into it. You get what I'm saying? You invested too much into it. So now you get him when he all washed up and used the fuck up, you know what I mean? And niggas be washed up too. Niggas be washed up too. Like, I heard a young lady the other day, side note, I heard a young lady the other day, she said the reason why she don't want to date older men is because these older men be trying to come and settle and get her after he done been all around town, okay? Bring it around town after he done been all around town and shit, and he fucking used up and washed up and all these goddamn kids, and now he want to come over here and date her. She like, I don't want no used up nigga. I said, shit, bitch, I understand where you coming from, but shit, the older the better, because these motherfucking niggas down here that's our age is fucked up, okay? When I have a good time, I get you older, man, shit. That's my motto. But yeah, I agree with what she was saying to a certain extent because I understood what she was trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you can understand where somebody coming from, you could be like, okay, I can see why you say that. I agree. I can see why you say that. But that don't mean it's a story for my life. But I can see why you say that, you know? So yeah, we have been brainwashed. Black people have really been brainwashed to believe this. You know, I was watching Surviving Compton, and the girl, the Michelle Ali, she sings, there's something in my heart, something in my heart that got me hooked on you. That's my shit, okay? If you don't know what that is, go Google it, because I know y'all young, all right? But older. The back of the day shit is where the motherfucking gems and the gold is at, bitch. So go back in the day and watch some of that shit. That was the good times, okay? Good times. See, some of y'all don't even know the lyrics to that motherfucker's all, okay? Keeping your head above water. The 90s was the shit, okay? The 90s and before that was the shit. This generation now and everything that's going on now fucking sucks, okay? It's like we have the benefits. Side note. We have the benefits of being able to be rich at a young age. You get what I'm saying? We have the more better technology and things like that. We got all the skills that they left behind. They taught us. You know, we picked up all the things that the people before us left behind. And we could do it better. However, we don't have half of the fucking life experiences and knowledge that they have. You get what I'm saying? Because they actually experienced life. Half of y'all just be behind this motherfucking computer screen all day long. Y'all don't even go outside. Go the fuck outside, okay? Meet people. Interact. Life is the best teacher. Y'all want to listen to motherfucking podcasts and YouTube and think that's going to teach you everything you need to know. No, you got to go through the ring of your motherfucking self, bitch, okay? I could try to keep you from having some of the mistakes, making some of the mistakes I made, but shit. Until you out in the war field, you know what it's like to be in war, bitch. Okay, all right. But back to story at hand. Yeah, they really, like, they messed up the black community by having us think these things, that this is a type of life. And it's like we've been programmed all through the ringer, through the fucking movies and down to our music, okay? If you listen to that song, that'd be like, you can have anything I got. Work my fingers on the way to the bone. He was saying, look, I'm broke, but if I got a pebble, bitch, I will share my pebble with you. And we was listening to that song when we was growing up thinking, oh my God, that's love. No, he should not be dating you if his finances ain't together, bitch. That is not love. He don't even love himself because he can't even make sure he got what he need. The fuck? You don't love nobody that can't love their goddamn self, bitch. The fuck? But yeah, so that's the thing that's going on in the world. And I just want to let you know that that is not love. Love does not feel that way. When it starts to feel complicated, when it starts to feel forced, when it starts to feel like you got to prove yourself to somebody, when you start to feel like you jumping through motherfucking hoops, abort mission. Because love don't feel like that. Love do not.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose.
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Not feel like that at all, you know? You know how your parents is your first love. You know how your parents love you unconditionally? They take the good, the bad, and the ugly because you are their child. That's how love is supposed to feel, you know what I mean? But the truth is, when it comes to relationships and love or marriages, you know, love is not conditional, but these relationships are based on fucking conditions. You know what I'm saying? But your love should feel like that. When somebody loves you, it should feel calm, like how it feels when your mom or your dad love you, or when your mom and your dad hug you when you're going through some things. You know what I mean? Like that family type of feeling. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how love should feel to you. Arguing with a nigga every day long about the same old shit is not fucking love. You know, just the toxic shit. Like, I know a man told me one time that, you know, he knows a woman love him when she's bashing his windows out and flattening his tires and yelling and acting crazy. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, black people are traumatized. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't even know you operating in trauma, nigga. That's not fucking love. The fuck? That is not love. And if that's her way of showing her love, she needs to work on that. You know what I mean? She don't even love her fucking self. Don't love nobody or want to deal with somebody that don't love they self. Because if they can't love they self properly, then they won't be able to love you properly. And the reason why I said she don't love herself, because one, you sitting up there bashing this man windows, flattening his tires, causing a scene, beating his ass, beating the next bitch ass, or whatever the case may be. You don't love you because you willing to take a motherfucking charge, okay? You ready to do the dash for a nigga, you know what I mean, and go behind the bars. You must not love yourself, because why the fuck would you want to eat jail food? That shit is nasty as hell, and you don't want three people in the motherfucker. You don't want three cellmates, bitch, in one room, and y'all sleep and piss and shit in the same fucking room. Imagine that, okay? That ain't love, because why the fuck would you want to do that to yourself? And it's unsanitary, you know what I'm saying? So you don't love yourself if you're willing to risk it all like that. You know what I'm saying? That's wild, you know? And for us to think that that type of behavior is, oh, somebody showing they love you, is fucking crazy. That bitch just don't love her motherfucking self. And you know what else? The reason why I say she don't love herself? Because if she loves herself enough, she would know when to walk away from a motherfucker that could trigger her like that. If somebody can bring that type of action, that type of reaction out of you, that type of anger out of you, they don't need to be the fuck around you, because you should be kumbaya, okay? It should be at peace. You should be at peace when you dating somebody. When they come around you, that should be your safe zone. If you don't feel safe and you gotta yell and scream and act crazy, nigga, get the fuck from around me. Because you turning me into something I'm not. And that person gonna cause me to go to jail. And I don't want to be on the first 48. Okay, bitch? So, okay? So, yeah, people really think that, like, black people have been really fucking brainwashed. We have been brainwashed. Even, like, when I was watching Surviving, that's what I was talking about, Surviving Compton, and she was saying when she dated Dr. Dre, Michelle, she had dated Dr. Dre, and her mother told her, like, if he hit you, it's because he love you, you know what I mean? If a man don't hit you, he don't love you. That's what her mom witnessed growing up. I mean, that's what her mom dealt with, because she was with a man who was beating her ass, and Michelle witnessed that shit and thought, oh, well, my mom and my dad were together, and I see that they love each other, so she thinks, she don't see what goes on behind closed doors. Man, he beat her ass, and then he buy her a gift afterwards. He loves her whole time. That's not love. Love is not supposed to hurt you. Love is not supposed to harm you. Love should not want to put you in any type of danger. Love is supposed to be peaceful. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't even stress that enough. So we got to get this out of our mindset that that's the type of love. You get what I mean? Like, because it ain't. Even people who be in relationships with men, and, you know, let's go to the finances real quick, be in relationships with men, and the man living a fucked up life, and he's struggling and all that, you know, scraping for fucking pennies, and you thugging it out with him. He don't love himself, and he don't fucking love you. Because if he loved himself, he would get on his shit so he could have a good fucking life. You feel me? So he ain't even making sure he good. He ain't even making himself fucking priority. He don't love himself, so don't think he could fucking love you. Now, the reason why I'm saying he don't love you is because when a man really love a woman and he is going through something, or he knows that the predicament that he put her in is not safe for her physically, emotionally, financially, or mentally, he don't want you to go through that shit. It's niggas that's gonna be like, you know what? Listen, I love you. We're gonna take a little break. I need to get this shit together. You feel me? I had a guy that I was friends with, and he had a house. He had went and got a house. Him and his girl was living in it. And I think they had a flood or some crazy shit. And then he had got behind on his bills, and they end up cutting his lights off and all type of shit. He had a house, but it was going through the flooding damages or whatever, and then the power was out, and he used to have to like take a cable wire from his neighbor to bring electricity over to his house. He used to have to boil water or whatever to take a bath and everything like that. And his girl stayed with him through this whole fucking process. And one day he looked at her, I think it was like the third day of her being here. He looked at her, he said, "Look, I know you love me and I'm happy you're willing to go through this with me because you love me." You get what I'm saying? He said, "But I love you more than I want you to live better." He says, "So I want you to go ahead and move out and go stay with your parents while I get my situation together." That's a man that loved her. That's a man that fucking loves her. He said, "I don't want you to live. You don't have to live like this. I'm going to live like this for us. And I'm going to get my shit together. But you don't have to live like this. You don't have to experience this." You get what I'm saying? And I every time when he told me the story, I said, "Shit, she had a good man." She fucked it up, though. But I said, "Shit, she had a good man. But that's somebody that loves you. You know what I mean? He don't want you to experience that. Nah, go do what you got to do. Make sure you good. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to get shit right for us. And I'm going to come back for you." You get what I'm saying? That's fucking love. Not nobody that wants you to witness some struggle with them like that and be fucked up. Hell no. I don't know how a nigga wake up every day and know that he got his wife and kids living in a situation like that. That is fucking crazy. Okay, so we really got to get that. We got to get that out of our mind. We got to get that out of our head. We got some of the habits that we learned growing up or we seen growing up, we got to just like clean slate the motherfucking bitches. We got the block and delete. Okay, because it's not, that ain't what it is. That is not what it is. You know what I'm saying? Even having to prove yourself to somebody, you know, "Oh, I'm showing him because I want him to know that I love him." Well, he don't love you because he don't see the value in you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say today. Hopefully somebody gained something out of this. Even, like, the ride or die situation. Like, there's women who, I think I was watching Power, perfect example. And whenever Tasha, that was her name, Tasha would talk about how her and Ghost got together, she said they was driving one day and she knew Ghost was a drug dealer or whatever, and the cops came behind them, and he gave her the gun and she put it in her, I think she said she put it in her purse or up her leg or some shit like that. And they didn't get pulled over, nothing like that. They was good. The cops didn't search her or some shit like that. Either they didn't get pulled over, the cops didn't search her, one or the other. And when they got back in the house, she said the next day when she woke up, he proposed to her because he said that's how he knew that she loved him. And I'm like, that nigga don't love you, because why the fuck would he want to put you in a situation to go to jail? You feel me? He wants you to do what? Any nigga that wants you to be a motherfucking donkey, bitch, don't fucking love you. You feel me? He don't fucking love you. That's like women that be like, "Oh, yeah, I'm with my man, and he a drug dealer. You driving in the car with your man, and he a drug dealer. Or he got a strap in a car while you in the car." That nigga don't fucking love you. You feel me? That nigga don't love you. He a nigga that don't know how. He a man that don't know how to love. He don't love you. Because if he loved you, okay? If he loved you, bitch, he wouldn't put you in that predicament. I done dated a couple drug dealers in my past life. All right, don't hold nothing against me. It was the past, bitch. In my past life, and I never seen them make a sale. They never did that shit in front of me. Never was in a car with drugs. Never was in a car with a gun. None of that shit. Because of the fact that if something happened, he didn't want me to go down for it. He didn't want me to experience that shit. And he didn't want nothing to happen to me while I'm in that motherfucking car with him. Because he loved me. You get what I'm saying? He cared about me. So he wasn't about to risk me like he ready to risk his own fucking life. Because he don't love his goddamn self if he trying to catch me riding dirty. He's sacrificing his motherfucking self because he don't love himself. Okay? Hello, how you doing? Okay? Well, Lil Wayne say, "Hello, motherfucker. Hey, hi, how you doing?" Okay? That is not love. Abort mission. Run the fuck away. All right? What is another situation that I could think of where it could be an eye-opener on how it ain't goddamn love? Okay, perfect example. It's another situation with a bad boy. I know men who, you know, like down south, they're allowed to have their guns or whatever case be. Like, I remember I was talking to a guy that was down south and I went to go visit him and they allowed to carry. Even though he was allowed to carry and he had his license and everything like that, he cared about me enough that he knew that the gun made me uncomfortable. So the gun wasn't around me. You get what I'm saying? Same situation. And if the gun happened to be around us, he would take it apart and put it in, lock it up in a little safe type of thing, put it in the closet and put it away type of situation. You feel me? He wanted me to feel comfortable and safe enough to that he took the clip out of it and everything. So he let me know, look, this is just, I'm not trying to hurt you and I don't want you caught up in some shit. You know what I mean? So we just got to be wiser, you know, be wiser. And be aware, you know, and like I said, abort people who don't love themselves. If they are willing to make you a stunt dummy or make you a fool or you know, let you make a fool out of yourself, they don't fucking love you. Or if they ready to risk their life, you know, or risk their self or do dumb shit because they don't give a fuck about their life, that mean they don't love they self. And if they can't love they self, they damn sure can't love you properly because they don't know what the fuck love is, okay? So, yeah. Just don't let nobody make a fool out of you, you know, for you and have you thinking that that's love. Love don't do that. Love do not do that, all right? And that ride or die bottom bitch theory that we got accustomed to is not cool. And the only reason why that's pushed so much in the black community is because, you know, back in the day when black people was getting on TV and we have TV roles, we didn't have the proper roles of showing like real black love and back...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Elegance, you know, black luxury. We didn't have that type of love. We didn't have those type of roles on TV, like how Bill Cosby was, or how Fresh Prince of Bel Air, or Martin and Gina. We didn't a Living Single. What else? A Different World. Those type of images of us wasn't out. You know what I mean? That happened in like what, the '90s or whatever. Those type of shows, or early 2000s. Those type of shows wasn't out back in the day in like the '80s and '70s. There was only shows of us living in poverty. Like I said, Good Times, The Jeffersons. There was shows of us living in fucking poverty. There was shows and movies of us being pimps and motherfucking hoes. You know what I mean? And think about it. There, even in the pimp and hoe situation, that's another situation where the motherfucking hoe thinks that the prostitute think that the pimp love her because what? He's there for her and he gives her a little bit of money and do this and do that for her here and there, but whole time he giving her own fucking money and she's selling her pussy. That pimp don't fucking love you because he got you out here selling your pussy to give him your money, and he give you a little bit of it and he beating your ass and he got other bitches in the process. But those was the images that was pushed onto black people. That's what was shown as black people. You get what I'm saying? So you got those situations, you know what I mean, where that's where we was, you know, that's what was showed us. So we start to think that, oh, that's love. You know what I mean? She love him. He love her. They got a certain type of relationship. That wasn't motherfucking love, bitch. You know, and that's where that bottom bitch theory come in from. That wasn't fucking love. And then over the years, you know, eventually we got the good TV shows that I named that show good black, you know, black excellence and show black love. Feel me? But how long did them TV shows last? There's no good black TV shows anymore. The only TV shows they show of us now is Love and Hip Hop. And as we can see, the love stories on Love and Hip Hop, people are getting cheated on. They getting fucking dogged out. You know, they fighting and all this crazy stuff. And they doing more drama than they doing love or fucking hip hop, you know what I mean, or making records on Love and Hip Hop. The damn title of the show don't even fit it, okay? But all these crazy things are going on and we're watching. It's like, oh yeah, he love her. Fucking Peter Guns and Amina, we thinking, oh, Peter Guns love Amina, see, he keep going, no, I mean, love Tyra, he keep leaving Amina for Tyra, and he gave her a kid, and he cares about Tyra, and Tyra care about him, oh, for the kids, whole time, Tyra, he didn't really love Tyra, because if he really loved Tyra, he wouldn't have married fucking Amina behind Tyra fucking back, and if he really loved Amina, he wouldn't be giving Tyra babies, and if he loved both of them, he wouldn't be doing them the way he doing them. He's sleeping with this girl, sleeping with that girl, remember at one point, he had both of them living in the same fucking apartment building. The fuck? You know what I mean? Like, damn, bitch, polyamory or nah? Like, that ain't fucking love. That ain't fucking love at all. You know what I mean? The shit that we see It ain't it, okay? So just know love ain't that much fucking confusion. Love ain't forced. Love don't feel draining. Love don't abuse you verbally, physically, or emotionally, or mentally. You get what I'm saying? Love don't drag you through the mud. And love is just calm. You feel me? Love is calm and accepting, you know? So, yeah. I think I covered everything. Like I said, this episode wasn't going to be long. And whoever got the message, got the message. Is that everything I wanted to touch on? I'm sitting here thinking. I believe so. I believe that's everything I wanted to touch on. So, yeah. As always, ladies, keep it classy. And I look forward to hearing from you guys next
time. You don't know love. You think you know love. You know conditional love. You know egotistical love. You know heartache. You know pain. You know disappointment. You know endings. But you don't know love. Love is patient and kind. Love is truth and honest. Love is dependable and reliable. Love respects you. Love is finding a will and making a way. Love is never ending and forever growing. Love feels good. You don't know love. You think you know love. How do you know love when you have never ever really been loved? Abuse is not love. Betrayal is not love. Inconsistency is not love. Abandonment is not love. Sex is not love. I repeat, you don't know love. You think you know love. You have never been loved properly, so how do you know love? You don't. You know dysfunction, and you know chaos. That's not love.